Legacy Until Noon with Vanessa Marawa.
It's Legacy on a Friday, and I'm very excited to have our guest joining us via Telkom. Her name is Zahara. Zahara, good morning and welcome to Vuma 103.
Good morning, my name is Ali.
Sabila, dear, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm excited because I've been wanting to talk to you for such a long time. Because I normally have this feature for people who are older, but I think you have earned your space in this legacy.
Thank you
feature.
So much.
So welcome to it. And
you know what I need to say.
Yes.
Every time everybody say like, okay, you're a legend, you're an icon, and I'm like,
you don't feel it yet.
Maybe my work speaks for me.
Your work has so much weight, you know, in a good way.
Not thank you so much.
But in a way, it's made its mark. And before we get into all of what's happening with you right now, where are you, what inspires you, all of those wonderful things that we'll get to. Earlier in this show, we were talking about First Loves. It's International First Love Day. So, Ngithankale lapho nawe Zahara, if you're willing to share, do you remember your first love?
My first love.
Yes, your first love ever in life. Call a love for you, just to break the ice.
Guys, why are you doing this to me? Okay. The first person I dated, really, really dated. Obviously, I'm not going to talk about school, the bags and stuff, the person that carries your bags.
Mm.
That's a mother.
Mm. You're
that's
real.
My first love.
And did they
your
break
your first love? Yes.
Did they break your heart?
Obviously, why I'm not with him.
You could be the one that broke the heart, you know? It could have been you.
Sorry?
It could have been you who broke their heart, Yabo.
Nah, I'm rural like that. I'm a village girl. I don't...
Yeah, let's get into that upbringing. Back in the day, Zahara growing up in Pumlani out in the Eastern Cape. That life, you had both parents, Zahara. They were part of your upbringing.
Sorry?
I said you had both your parents. They were part of your upbringing.
Yes. Oh, and my mother was my best friend, still my best friend, and still my prayer partner.
Yeah?
Yes. At home, I was six, and then, you know, I lost a brother, 2015. And but all of us, they taught us to be friends.
Hmm.
And my mom and my dad, one day, the reason why I dated was very, when I was very old, I started dating when I was 23.
Sure. Okay, girl.
So when I was 23, it was because I grew up with my mom. My mom, I guess it's because at school, they used to make fun of me, right? They used to make fun of my teeth. They used to make fun of my voice because you can hear the very big voice.
Mm.
And for a young kid. So it's either because they thought that I'm special, it's just that they couldn't handle me. But never mind that. So I ended up not really having been out there and having friends. So I only have two, which is no Buselelo and no Kiti, the Mudukito Kamifanir. Only two friends in the Eastern Cape.
Okay.
They're still my friends till today, my best friends.
So why?
I don't have friends in
this whole teasing thing, because Angigangas was somewhere, what one of your nicknames was, the Spinach.
Spinach.
Spinach Santoni.
And you do my mom, she has a garden filled with kids. You know, Maselali in the village.
Yeah.
You have the garden. And then the kids, everybody did not like the spinach. They didn't love the green things. That was the only one.
Okay.
So everyone, it's umama. Like, it's like, it's an every night, like dinner time. Dinner to them.
Mm.
So all the kids, all my sisters and my brothers and my friends, if they're my friends around, they put their spinach on my plate.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll eat it all. So they call me spinach when I think I was nine.
Because you've got lots of siblings. You were the sixth of seven children. That's quite a few.
Yes.
What was that like? Did you all feel like you were, you know, within, like the family supported each other? You learned a lot from each other? Or was the aging, my age, and ibihluke kakhulu ukuthi nikwazi ukuzwana?
Ayihlukanga kakhulu. The first one is 77, the second one is 79, and then the third one 82. and then so on and so on and so forth.
Mm.
So it wasn't that. That's why at home, we grew up, we were wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
As girls, you four girls, right? And then two boys. And then they were wearing the same clothes. So my mother and my father, they treated us like twins.
Mm.
Or four plates, whatever you call it.
Okay.
The boys like twins. And then we were in the same clothes. So there was this only one respect for badges. She always asked, why is mine not like yours, like the first one? Like, but it's the same material and the same thing, but it's just the color. It's different. So she always protests about that.
So everybody knew that you were from the same family based on what y'all were wearing, that everybody
said, yeah, every time we're wearing the same thing. I can even give you, I'll show you photos. until we, obviously, they got married, and others, they went to tertiary, we went wherever in life, and then that's when it got, otherwise, until we were like 21, we're still wearing the same thing.
Yeah. So let's talk about your music, Zahara. You know, apparently you sang from a very early age. It was obvious what you had talent in this young child. At the age of 6, you were in the choir. You had your strong voice, the one that used to give you problems on the playground. But when it came to music, was that kind of your safe place?
on the playground?
You said they were teasing you for your big voice. You said it, not me. But so did music become your sanctuary? Where you could, you know, find yourself.
I know. At school, I used to go next to the athletics and it. Ballet, and then we go running. I was always like maybe number 5, number 4. And then I remember this one time, before I go to music, this one time, we went to Young Spot, that's a stadium, after stadium in East London. So I went and ran. We talk 200 meters, right? You know, if you go once and you go twice, right?
Mm.
And then you finish. Me, I thought I was done because I saw myself right here. And there was somebody on my back. I thought I'm number one. And that bell rang. And then I stopped. You know, the whole stadium laughed at me. I had to...
So running was not your thing. We can safely say, Uti, running, it's not your thing, my darling.
But I was number last. But number one is on my back. Think of it.
No, sweetie, you were last. And plus, you didn't run the last lap, so
it didn't work out.
So the choir then was
for the choir. I started when I was 6 at Sunday school. Obviously, you know, you don't know who you are, but my mother knew. So I was there, I was a leader of her Sunday school. You know, I was 6 and 9. And then when I was 13, my pastor told me to be, when I was 9, I was a leader of the higher choir, which where my sisters are 8. They are 18, 21, and everything. And then when I was 13, again, he told me to be the leader of the worship team at church.
So
I was the leader of the worship team at church until I came to Joburg.
And what inspired the move to Joburg?
It's not even, for example, I'm from the village, and I've never seen nobody doing whatever. We only see people on TV, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't my dream. I wasn't thinking about Joburg. I wasn't thinking about TV. I wanted to inspire people. I want people to hear my voice. I want people to know my story. And I got inspired by people that I see on TV. And then when they saw me, when I was in East London, they found me playing Lollywood. They found me playing Destiny. They found me playing Kalua. Already. But it's just that, obviously, when we have never seen no one in your village and wherever, you don't dream that big.
Yeah.
But for me, my dream was for the world to be inspired by me and to give hope to the world and the world to know my story.
Mm. So the world now knows your story. We're going to try and get a little bit more background and more insights into more of what is than what is out there already, because obviously what people read and what is the true story are usually two different things. Before we get there, though, we're going to take a musical break. I'm going to be playing the music, one of the songs, or one of the musicians, rather, that you requested. Umam Rebecca Malope is going to be playing Maya Vuya. What is, does she have a special place in your musical history, Umam Rebecca?
Like I said, she's like, to me, she's like church. So there's no, not believing it. All of her songs, they like church to me. They preach to me. They speak volume to me. They speak life to me. So any song you can play, it doesn't really matter. I grew up nine.
All right, let's play and listen and take in this wonderful song by Rebecca Malope. It's called Maya Vuya, and we'll be back with more with Sahara on Vuma 103. It is 25 minutes until midday on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. If you're just joining us, it's Till Noon. I'm Vanessa Marawa. 18th of September, Legacy Feature. We are chatting to the one that was inspired and has gone on to inspire others. The music playing out in the background, Rebecca Malope, Maya Vuya. We welcome back Zahara to the show. Zahara, welcome back. I'm just enjoying the song, though.
Maya Vuya, but you're back.
Sing it, girl. If it moves you, sing it, girl. Absolutely. I love it. So one of the people that inspired you, I already have quite a few questions from Abalaleli Bevuma 103. I'd like to play you this voice note because it's in line with what I had in mind. So let me go here.
Okay. Hi, V. Manbuli Seguela Po Zahara. Oh, I just love your music, especially Uloliwe. Oh, that's my favorite song. And I just want to ask, who has influenced your style of music, your voice? It's such a beautiful voice. Because when you sing Uloliwe, it just takes me back, reminds me a little bit of Busimhlongo, Mam Busimhlongo. And it's such a beautiful song, such a beautiful voice. Yeah, that's my question. Thank you.
Oh, big names, Zahara. Yeah.
And, to even to be mentioned with about Mamu Bosi, and to actually to be mentioned about his band, no Mamu Miramba Keba, for me, that's big. And to actually to say, I broke the record of Mama Brenda Fassi.
Sure.
Sister Brenda Fassi, myself. It's not, it's a gift. I was gifted with this voice. It's not like I try to be like somebody. Yeah. That's why I'm different. I was gifted with the voice, but the people that I listen to, and it's because of my mother, like your John Omar Traden, Tracy Chapman, my mother and my Makeba. So I guess I got to understand life, because they were talking about life. They were talking about things that are happening.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why I got inspired to write about my life. If you check from Loli with the album to Umgodi, this one, all my songs, they talk about me and talk about what I've experienced in life.
Yeah.
Because I learned from them. But when it comes to the voice, it's not a matter of choosing what kind of voice. I was gifted with it.
So but when it comes to you talk about those lyrics that speak to your life, and that's usually how great art is made, is by using experiences, Zako, and putting them into either music or whatever it is that your art form is. The comparisons, I think, have been there between Usis Brenda and yourself in terms of the turbulence outside of the music, in terms of your personal life and what you've been through. There's a similarity in the voice, there's a similarity in style, there's a similarity even in messaging with you and Usis Brenda. The turbulence for you, Zahara, when did it begin in terms of your personal life?
I was going to say, let me start with Usis Brenda. I was robbed because she has passed on. I was robbed for that. I haven't met her. It's just that, you know, sometimes we make decisions that are not right even ourselves, né? Because of the situation that we're in. And then, if you surround yourself, I feel like she surrounded herself with people that did not say no to her. And with people that, you see what I mean? Like with fans,
yeah.
Not with people.
The people that would guide you.
She surrounded herself with fans and surrounded herself with the record labels. And you must remember, record labels, they are not here for you. They are here for themselves. They don't really care about you.
That's been very true in your case as well.
I know.
We know the controversies around the record label, which I won't mention because I don't want to give them airtime, but I want us to talk about you, because for a lot of people who had followed your rise, so to speak, in this industry, the people have always just wanted to hug you, Zahara. I feel like, I don't know if you know that, but people just...
Yes, everybody wants to hug me. I know, wherever
we just are like, we don't know how to
even help. Now, yeah. there's one corona and everything. Kids, I'm like, you care, now you do me. And I'm wearing a mask.
But you've said that the part of your challenges has been around the music industry, how toxic it's been for you, the fact that there are bullies in this industry, and
there are bullies. Let me tell you something. When I, obviously I was busy. You must remember, as a mother and a father and as a family, and they know I'm working. I have to feed them. And the next thing, I go and work and play that guitar, and I go and sing. And the next thing, I have to beg for my money that I worked for. And I wrote those songs, and I missed that singing them, and I have to go and beg for it. All the years, and the little that they give me, because it's not their money. Gigs money, they are not supposed to be for the record labels. They are for the artists. Then they get their money from the royalties. But guess what they do? They rip us off even with the gigs. And then you must go and beg. When you went and performed, you beg for your money to them. When you perform, the little that they will give you, 10,000.
Who was there for you, Zahara? Because obviously you cannot fight
a
whole industry that's been there and has been working a certain way.
Let me tell you something. Nobody, I don't know nobody here. Yeah, me, I don't have friends here in Joburg. I've been here for so many years, but I don't have friends. That's why I bought my house by the mountain. Because it reminds me of home. My mother and my father and my family, we kept on doing it and praying. That God will do the work, because this thing is of God, it's not of mine.
Yeah.
But check what is happening to them.
Yeah.
In Yembezang, yes, Willie Pants, yeah, I'm in Qatar. Take my guitar, go and play the songs that I wrote, and be up there at night, do 3 shows in one day. But you have to beg for your money.
We unfortunately have to take a break. I want to then get deeper into what you're doing, Zahara, because like I said, we all feel like you're our sister, and somehow we should be doing more to help and to push, you know, for you to get what is just really yours, because obviously what has happened is by no means anywhere near fair. You've said out in the public domain, Oguti, you know, that is what also led you to your unhealthy relationship, Nojwala. And you know, what I find a little bit unfair about that is that so many people in this industry, it's a coping mechanism that a lot of people have, whether it's drugs or alcohol, kule industry, entertainment in general, but it seems that people have focused on that with you. What was that for you? Was it a time of your life that was a little bit dark because of all of the stuff that was happening around you, or was it still a fun time that you got a little bit caught up in?
No. At first, obviously, I started when I was drinking, I was just drinking for myself to be happy, right? And just when I have fun time. And then now when all these things were happening, I had to fight since 2013 for my money. Since 2013, and then 2014, and still 2014 when I called TSW and told me that he left TS Records, so I must not be talking to him, I must be talking to somebody else. And for my money, since 2013, you must remember that. And then I lost my brother, 2013. Mm. And all of that, I couldn't even send my brother, cash, off.
Sure.
So for me, it was like, it was no longer when I'm drinking because I want to be happy. It was about, I just want to sleep.
Yeah,
but
you want to forget, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to forget. I just want to sleep. Because now I have to explain to my mother why I don't have money when I'm working. Why I can't do this and that while I'm working. And my sisters, they started the fight 2013 and went to the papers to tell the papers about what their record labels are doing to me. And then the record labels threatened my sisters. And then that's what I was scared of. That's why I was quiet all this time. And that's why that led me to actually to think what... I, man, alcohol is not a solution. Let me deal with the problem. Because alcohol is not a problem. The problem is the problem.
Yeah.
So I dealt with the problem. That's why you see me on my feet and I'm okay.
You're okay.
Because I dealt with the problem because it's not the alcohol. It's what led me to actually to think of, if I want to sleep, I must just drink.
Hmm.
So now, I dealt with the problem, even though they haven't gotten back my money. It's fine, but I got it out there. I vented out there.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's in their conscience. They know what's right. They know what to do. If they don't do it, it's up to them. But my tears will never go down for nothing.
Yeah. So what do you do now, Zahara, in terms of with new music that you're releasing? Are you more careful? Are you more do you own your own stuff now?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm so happy. Listen, I'm disturbing you right now.
No, go. Go, girl. This is your show.
I'm so happy because now it's going to be released under me.
Wonderful.
Everything is coming to me.
Wonderful.
I'll be monitoring everything of mine.
And here's the thing, you know, we played Loliwe earlier in the show when we first started at about 9 o'clock sometime, and so many people said that song reminds them of their uncle or their brother or their somebody who used to sing it, like, because we understand the lyrics and we understand the music in that song.
Yay.
And all of your songs, even Umgodi, I mean, that song for me is also one that just touches that whole album. I'm just like, you know, Zahara, guys, we need to be supporting her, especially now that she owns her own stuff, because... it is such a hard industry, and for somebody who really made such an impact so quickly and so early, it's hard to take in or to, you know, in that mix, things didn't go the way they should have gone. So what is your message then to younger people who are coming up in this industry based on your experience in this industry?
I like to say that. Let me start with Umgodi. Remember you talk about Umgodi.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of Umgodi?
I have, dear. Please don't make me cry.
The lady in her house has been taken, right?
Mm.
And then the neighbor is, and it is making, she's making fun. She's taking a video and posting it on social media, on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because she was making fun of that situation where the house, that was my situation.
Mm.
You know, I write about my life story. And then, little did they know that on social media, there's a friend, a woman that is a businesswoman, that actually will help that woman, actually wanted the contacts of that woman.
Mm.
6 months later, she moved to a mansion from that house. And the kids were in a different school, not the school they were in, and her car. So it shows who's God.
Mm.
I don't mind telling my stories. I don't mind telling my life because it's a reality.
Here's my thing, though, because I've got to smile a little bit, Zahara, because in every tough situation, you've got to find the silver lining. Here's my thing. I'm wondering, if the tough situations aren't there, what are you going to sing about?
I'll sing about Atom Baby.
Yeah.
Nazia. Bibu, yeah. Sisale.
Oh, la. on a Friday. We've got Zahara in the building, y'all, and she's singing from the happy side of her soul today. We're here for that. We're going to be just wrapping up with you in just a bit. I'm going to play in the background because we're going to continue talking over the song.
All right.
When I play this, what does this remind you of? Another woman that inspires our young Zahara. Her name is Bulelwa, if you really were wondering. That is her first God-given name. And these are the people that have inspired her as she continues to inspire other people. Miriam Makeba playing in the background. In case you needed any introduction, it's called Pata Pata. So, Zahara, with you in this much better space, we saw you were in Durban just the other day. You look happier. You look like you are going to be okay. And we couldn't be happier to hear
that. Listen, I am okay because I've got your prayers. You know, I always say when people, they have been mocking me sometimes on Twitter and everywhere. If you have a mother today and you have a little sister or a son younger than you, don't worry. I know you. You are my peers. So you are jealous. But your mother is praying for me and your little sister is praying for me. So I'm still going to be here. So I was going to say to the young girls out there, pretty soon after the lockdown, I'll be opening my own school. They gave me a container at Ekurhuleni.
Oh, wonderful.
It's for young girls from the age of 13 to 25. We're only talking about challenges. You know what I went through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the challenges and everything. And then after that, I gave them just two lessons about the guitar and everything. I'm not trying to make other Zaharas, but I'm trying to make everybody talk about what they're going through. I know what happened in schools. I've been there. I've been at school. And I know what happened to Common Dialer. I know I've been there. So talk about it. Anything. Don't be ashamed. But I was going to say, whoever wants to embark into this industry, whatever industry you want to embark on, find the necessary information because that's what kills us. Lack of information. But how are we going to know the information at the village? How are you going to know the information wherever you are? But if the cruel people, these are the people in the industry, they are cruel. So, fans, although they're cruel, they will give you the platform. But they did not make you. That Monday, they think they make you know. They give you the platform. You have made, that's the reason why they found you. Because you are you. So, I was going to say, find the necessary information. And guess what? If your time is not now, the timing of God will come. God, at his time, he knows. If he has favored you, he has gifted you with something, he will do it on his own time when you are ready, because he will never let you expose you into something that you cannot take care of, even though you have it. If you remember, this young woman, which is called Zahara, has a song, it's Destiny.
Yeah.
Everything may be rushing on me. Everything may be too slow on me, but I'll be here holding it down. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. So, hang in them. Your time will come.
Sweetheart, you couldn't have wrapped it up even any better. Yabo, Leo Destiny. Where I know where I'm going, and I think we've been wanting to hear you say that and also just keep on inspiring those kids. Just the final question that I had for you, Zahara, two quick ones, and it's a quick answer as well. Why the guitar?
The guitar is a symbol for me, because when I passed my matric, and all of my friends, they went to tertiary, but because my mom was a domestic worker, and my father had a part-time job, worker. So they couldn't raise money for me to go to tertiary. And the only thing that was there, I was a missionary when I was a little kid, and there was a white lady from Scotland. So she opened the church, and then she bought a guitar for my sister, my other sister, but she never played it, and I picked it up and I just played.
Okay. And the other last.
So it's a symbol of hope. It kept me sane.
Yeah, it was necessary at that time as well. The last question from Umlaleli was who plays the drums? Kono pichi zama drums for Zahara. I want to know who that person is. Is it the same person all the time?
Sorry?
Drums. Who plays drums for you? Somebody's in love with whoever plays drums for you.
Very random question. Well, for my albums, it's the okay. But there's that difference then. There's when it comes to studio, I use somebody else. When it comes to live,
I use somebody else.
Like
okay.
I use somebody else.
Well, leave it there,
Sabu.
Zahara.
It's Sabu. Okay, it's Sabu.
Yeah.
It's Sabu from, you know, he always plays for Joyful Blessing.
We've enjoyed the time with you. You know what makes me happy, Zahara, is that you are going to be okay, my darling. I was one of the people who wanted to hug you, but it sounds like you're good, and we'll all pray for justice to be done to you and for you to get what you have worked very, very hard for. We're playing out with the Brenda Fassi, which is another song.
I still need that hug, though.
You will get it from me when you're here. This is another song that you requested, and we're playing out with it. It's by Brenda Fassi. It's called Umama.
Thank you for having me.
That's Zahara SA all over social media. We are in love with her. Take care of yourself, my love. It's my time to go home, literally. Like, sekudlulile futhi njengoba ngisakhuluma. Have a wonderful weekend. Look after each other. Look after yourself. Till Monday. Bye-bye. Yeah.